Blog Talk Radio.
You gon' get no matter how you take it. Just for the real and the play haters, the fiends and the money makers, the birth and the breath takers. A 9 to 5 and why the prison to parole papers. Live and direct, you gon' get no matter how you take it. Just for the real and the play haters, the fiends and the money makers, the birth and the breath takers. A 9 to 5 for water prisons and parole papers. Live and direct. Yo, it's your deep thing to keep the heat up with a hot name. I got games, so when I'm in range, I take aim. I grew up gutter, word to my mother, and still bad. If it ain't a bag in my hand, it's that old school mat. I've been addicted to the good and the bad at the same time. Born raw, delivered uncut, ready for showtime. I'm a whole man like the fourth on the block. I got this. I'm the desert that's getting hold with hot. Lyrically monotonous, and I came from the streets with that. We learned the
that gives you guys time to check up on the shows that I've already did that you didn't listen to. It doesn't hurt to go back in the archive and listen to what we have going on, but I was actually sick this week. Last week, actually, this starts a new week. I was sick last week, so Wednesday, me coming to do a show just really was not it. I was trying, and I got all the way to the door and said, yeah, no, but you guys know last Sunday I was not feeling well, and I was ready to lay down, and ended up, you know, finding out what was wrong with that. So I was on bed rest. I didn't work but one day this week, you know, last week anyway. So it was crazy for me. But I'm better, and everything is great, and I am awesome and ready to play ball. So many wonderful things that are coming up, and I'm so appreciative of the people that do rock with me. I have not gotten back on Facebook yet, but just because I have not created the account, and I actually haven't went to see if the last account that was disabled was available, because I just really haven't been on my Facebook-ish, you know? I have bigger fan bases, you know, in other areas, and so now that I interact with them, you know, they are interacting. So make sure you follow me on Twitter. That's MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. And I'm also on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black. I should pop up as someone, one of your friends, if you were my Facebook friend on there. But, you know, follow me on those two pages. I'm going to show them some love, you know, for now, and get the buzz back going, you know, on my Twitter, because you guys, if you have been following me for a while, you know I lived on Twitter, and I was barely on Instagram. But I had 40-plus thousand followers before I deleted my page, and I'm only at 16, so I'm getting there. Bear with me. So, yeah, we have, like, a fun topic tonight, a couple of fun topics. And what I want to know is, if a guy comes in you, like, if a guy, you know, comes inside of a female, does that mean anything? Does that mean, like, okay, she's just the one who let him do it? Or does that mean, like, oh, okay, he must really be feeling her if he did that? My social medias are open. The phone lines are open, 646-787-1839. I want to know what the fellas think about that. Also, like, what do relationships mean to you guys, you know, these days? I think, you know, more and more, like, you know, I find myself when I start asking questions, men start, like, pulling back or, you know, looking crazy, I guess, because I'm just supposed to believe what they say. I don't know, but I ask questions. You know, I'm a talkative individual, you know. I was telling, you know, my honey, I was like, you know, I talk a lot, and he was like, yeah, I know. So, you know, like, I talk. I ask questions. And I feel like if you can't stand in the paint to answer the questions, then you know, not to say that whatever you're doing is wrong, but it may not be right for right now, right? So some people, as I've said this before, some people, some men, and some women, they don't deserve to be in a relationship at that time. They have nothing to offer. They can't bring nothing to the table. And, you know, they blowing off their money that they are making, and you can't bring nothing to the table. You don't deserve to be in a relationship at that time. And so some people just really, some people get offended because I ask questions, but I wonder if it happened to y'all. Like, do y'all ask questions? Does it mean the same thing? Is a relationship? I can tell you right now that, like, seems like for me in a taboo relationship, like me in a regular relationship, it don't work. I'm not regular. You know, I mean, I have to realize that I'm not regular. I come from a different place. I came from a different cloth. And I can definitely deal with a regular guy. But he has to be open to the fact that I'm not regular. You know what I'm saying? I like to talk. You know, that's a downfall for me. I can tell y'all that. Me, because I like to talk and engage in conversation, the type of men that I do date, they be like, God damn, you know, you talk too much. Or, you know, calm down. I talk to you when I see you or whatever the case may be. You know, so, I mean, let's talk tonight. Let's talk about, you know, these wonderful things and how you guys feel. I have my answer on the question, if a guy comes inside of a woman, does that give him a bond, or is that just the woman that let him do it? I have my answer to that, and I'm definitely going to give it to you guys, trust and believe. So, hey, did you guys get your copy of Confessions of a Mattress Actress yet, and Confessions of a Mattress Actress 2? Two, the hard copy has not come out yet, but for one, the ebook and hard copy is out, and for book two, it's only out on ebook. We're going to make some changes to some things, and so part two did not come out yet for hard copy. But, of course, it will be. it will be very soon, and I'm very excited. And I think everybody who, you know, was supporting and who, you know, had both books on Amazon bestseller 100 list, that meant a whole lot to me. Especially for a book that came out like well over a month ago and it was still in the bestseller category. Like, that was amazing. Like, I shed a tear. I cannot lie. So thank you to everybody that supported me. And if you have not went and got the book, please go get it. Read it. It's my life. It's my story. I'm giving it to you. You know, I've lived one hell of a life, and, you know, it had to be a hell of a life if it's best-selling. So check that out. Also, be mindful that I am looking for a management team. Like, I am ready to pass the rings. I know what needs to be done. I know what can be done. I'm ready to get it done, but I'm also just, like, over the, you know, holding everything down. I don't want just anybody. So, I mean, I have been getting offers, but I'm past the point of just saying, oh, yay, you know, this person, because this is their name, they're going to manage me. No, I need to know that the work is going to be done, because you can't get paid unless I eat, and if I'm not eating, you're not getting paid. So I don't need anybody that can come to me and say, this is what we can try, because if you don't have the connects, then you're not getting the results, and then we not getting no money. So, yeah, I'm looking for management, publicists, a marketing individual, for me personally and for the radio show as well. I'm looking for someone to set up interviews for the radio show. I have quite a few positions that are open. So, you know, let's network. Please be mindful. You can reach me at my email address, inquiries4thenewmisslovelyblack. That's inquiries4thenewmisslovelyblack@gmail.com. Or you can hit me on my inbox if you follow me on social media. And we can kind of get it in from there, as far as, you know, what you have to offer and so on. I can tell you now, just being flat out honest, I prefer a male manager because, you know, women are already emotional. I don't really have time for that. Yeah, no. So let me see. That was that. I'll be back on Facebook probably this week. So I know a lot of people have been looking for me, but my books and everything are still being promoted, and people are still promoting the radio show there as well. Every time I get my page, Liddy, you know, Facebook come and take it away. So I was just giving them some time to get their mind right and then let me know what they need from me, because I really don't have time for their shenanigans. Oh, these people. Who all sit their children away for the summer? Raise your hand. Both of mine are raised. Okay, so I am in this house. It's completely clean. I was in here cleaning today, making sure everything was good. It just felt so amazing. I had made some neck bones and cabbage tonight. Well, today. And I cleaned everything back up, and I was like, the house is empty. Oh, my God. I don't know how long I'm going to be in this awe phase, because I'm actually, you know, like, bored for real. But, I mean, for right now, I'm like, yay. I guess after this week, after, you know, these couple of days, I'll be balanced and, you know, be moving and grooving and so on and so forth. So I'm excited. I know if you sent your children out, you're excited. So it's a good moment. It's a good moment. I'm going to play some music. You know, we got to get back into the music. A couple artists is like, hey, you playing music? You guys, I know a couple of you sent me music this week, and I was down. I seen it in the mailbox, and I will upload it before our next show that we have. I do have quite a few business ventures coming up this week, so hopefully the next show is Wednesday. If not, it's Sunday, I think. Yeah, something like that. But I'll upload the music, and I'll get you guys played, and I'll get you guys going. Don't worry, I have you. If you want to get your music played online, please send it MP3 file. Don't send me your SoundCloud link. Don't send me your YouTube link. I'm not going to go find your music. No, and then play it for you. That's just not going to happen. If you want your music played, send me an MP3 file to inquiries4thenewmisslovelyblack@gmail.com, and we'll get your music played and set up. So for right now, we're going to go ahead and go to automatic, and we'll be right back.
Run off in the building, baby. Yo. Booming. Trap,
get your serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming. All my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming. I ain't been home in a week. Nigga. Come my truck be booming. I can't even get no sleep. Nigga. Come my truck be booming. 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 Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. 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 Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. ain't been home in a week, nigga. Cause my truck be booming, I can't even get no sleep, nigga. Cause my truck keep booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. I be serving with that strap. Cause my truck be booming, and all my doors got a latch. Cause my trap be boom, my trap be booming and beating. My young nigga eating, ain't answering the door with that strap. Young nigga sneaking and geeking, ain't nobody sleeping. We 24 hour the truck. What do you mean? We trying to get it, and if I ain't got it, bet I can go get it. Serving the fit. What do we care about snitching? We kill them and throw them in this. You all the dish. No residue on the stove and the countertop, all in the kitchen. You might not get it. I get a pack in the hit and I remit some, then draw the tick. Charging you 33 for all that work. But when they remit, nigga, that's how to pimp. Man out of dope, so now I'm just a fist. Like I was here calling my partner Blake Griff. But I still pull up with that rock, young nigga. I ain't no running off your egg and shot, young nigga. Everything I touch straight drop, young nigga. Cop a bird by the motherfucker stop, young nigga. Walk, young nigga. You ain't talking about getting carried and your egg getting blocked. Trap like a shark. Pull up and get everything you need from a knee to a motherfucking gun. That's how we rock, and that's what we doing. How you eating and your trap ain't boom? We'll be the bitch I'ma serve. And I keep bread around me like a bird. Shooters on the roof, we ain't worried about burglars. And if I don't know you, don't expect me to serve. No drug dealing murder. Same shit, brand new day. What you expect when everybody say, yeah? Bitch, I'm serving with that strap. Cause my truck be booming. All my doors got a latch. Cause my truck be booming. I ain't been home in a week. Cause my truck be booming. I can't even get no sleep. Cause my truck be booming. 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 Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. Booming. Boom, boom, yeah, nigga, my trap boom. I ain't been home in a week, nigga. Come my trap be boomin', I can't even get no sleep, nigga. Come my trap be boomin', boom, 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 yeah, nigga, my trap boom, 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 yeah, nigga, my trap boom. I be serving with that strap. Come my trap be boomin', and all my doors got a latch. Come my truck be boom.
Catch in the mail to see that I fuck up the wheel with a very low ticket. Bills of the gas and bills of the midget. My nigga, I got it, my nigga, come get it. Catch it, little nigga, I'm flexing, little nigga. I want it, it's nothing, I snatch it, my nigga. Run around drones and treasure, my nigga. But why would you say any bullets on slimmer? Long agenda, good friend out of the winter. Tryna pull up by the summer. My bitch is a winner. Eat it all like chicken tender. Smoke a 3-5 up for dinner. I am the man, I can see 100 on grand. I lay with you, boy, I ain't playing. What is you saying? Run off, we take over land. What? No bitch, cause I can. I need a fan. Block high mic with the sand. See, these crackers can't stand. Run out the streets, no motherfucking band. Feel off a Florida with my feet in the sand. Boss nigga sick, shit you wouldn't understand. Mother call the street when you're dealing with them down. Cut your ass, nigga, no, you know I can't spam. Catch them out, vert, somebody better tell them. Yeah.
Bitch, I'm serving with that strap. Cause my truck be booming. All my doors got a latch. Cause my truck be booming. I ain't been home in a week, nigga. Cause my truck be booming. I can't even get no sleep. Come my trap be boom, 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 yeah, nigga, my trap boom, 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 yeah, nigga, my trap boom. I ain't been home in a week, nigga. Come my trap be boom, and I can't even get no sleep, nigga. Come my trap be boom, 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 yeah, nigga, my trap boom, 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 yeah, nigga, my trap boom. I be serving with that strap. Come my trap be booming, and all my doors got a latch.
Yeah.
Come my trap be booming.
Yeah, my trap be booming. You know, hey. Salute to everybody that's hitting me up online. I see you. I see you. Thank you for the love. That's what's up. Did I tell y'all to follow me on Twitter? I know I did, but y'all hit me on Twitter. Anywho, y'all heard that new OT Genesis and 2 Chainz song, Thick? Y'all know he made that for me, right? Okay, so, what was I going to tell y'all? I had something else to tell y'all. I don't even know. You know, I be holding so much in it, and when I don't come in on the show, I'm like, okay, I'll tell them when I go on there. I have no damn clue. But if you want to be on the show, hit me up. You know how to reach me. I mean, everybody knows how to reach me. if you want a co-host, hit me up. If you want to, you want me to do gigs, hit me up. I got an offer But I'll tell y'all when I figure out what that's going to be about. But it's going to be real cool. So I'm going to really, really want need y'all to step it up if I do that. I just say it has something to do with the islands. That's all I'm going to say. And me being me. So, yeah. Okay. So for me, I feel like there's nothing special with a man coming inside a woman. Because the question was, is there something special about a woman that a guy comes inside of? Like, is it like, okay, that's bae, he coming inside of me. You know, I mean, I'm coming inside of her. I know what the odds are. Birth control ain't 100. Whatever the case may be, I'm releasing. This is this thing. Or it's like, oh, shit, she let me do it. I'm going to do it. Okay, here's my answer. I don't think there's nothing special about it. Why? Because if there was, you wouldn't have all these men that's running around here that's deadbeat daddies. You got babies from women that you never intended to have babies from because you was in the moment. And guess what? It's this thing called sex talk. You in the feeling? She said, come inside of me. You come inside of her. You get up, and you're like, oh, my God, I came inside this bitch. And you really did. And then you got a baby, and you don't want to be a part of it. Now, granted, I know because I have one of those. I have one of those children, my youngest one. And me and his biological father don't even have two words for each other. And it's just what it is. You know, we met. We was in a relationship. The relationship lasted, 4 months? It was nothing. I had a baby, and the end. You know, I mean, come to find out, he was a total geek. He was a total asshole. And I love geeks, but, you know, just him, he was just totally somebody that I really wouldn't. He just kept quiet and just really kept it, himself bottled in, you know, and he just felt like, okay, me, I was the last straw of telling him what to do and trying to help him was telling him what to do. So he started dating white women. Okay. And, you know, the last thing I know, he was spending $2,500 on a 2-bedroom condo downtown Atlanta, you know, just stupid type stuff. Anywho, you know, I'm an open book, but there was really nothing. We were just in a relationship. So it's like, okay, you're in a relationship. It's some code that when you're in a relationship, you don't sleep with the person with a rubber and da-da, whatever. And, you know, granted, I vowed myself that I wouldn't be put in that situation again. But, you know, I can't say what I can and can't do, because if you are dealing with somebody and you sleep with them without a rubber and they come inside of you, whether you're on birth control or not, you know, you can still get pregnant. So I'm mindful of, you know, how far I go with certain individuals. You know, I try to be mindful. And a lot of it is mainly like, you know, me living my life right now. I have so much going on, and I have, you know, a lot of ambition. And, you know, when it comes to men and people being involved, especially that are not as ambitious as I am, it kind of gets diluted or whatever. So when I focus on myself and still, you know, have fun and with whoever I'm dealing with, you know, it kind of goes better for me. So in that, to say that is that I'm very mindful, put it like that. So, yeah, I don't think it's any difference. I think it's like, okay, that's the ultimate feeling. For a man to be able to release and ejaculate, like that's the climax of sex for a man. Because why? That's what we were put here to do. That feeling is amazing. You know, when you release it, some warm good, that thing is throbbing. It's still there. All the wet juices are around it. You know, you ain't getting no cold air hitting it. It's amazing. I just don't feel like it's a difference. So correct me if I'm wrong and tell me about it. You know, I'm going to speak my mind, and I'm open for criticism. I really am. So let me know what y'all think. Keep hitting me up, but answer the question instead of just hitting me up online, okay? Answer the question about, you know, what you feel. And guess what? I have one more class left in school. Tonight I finished all of my work for my human resources. I'm taking business administration. For those of you who don't know what I'm taking up, and I'm taking my, I just finished my human resource. I got one more class. And, child, don't even make me lie to you and tell you what. Okay. The last class is actually business policy development and implementation. So I have 3 credits, y'all, to get out of this class. 3. Y'all know that means that I have, like, about 2 months left in school. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I am so ready. When I say ready, I'm ready like Freddy to be done with this here, honey. Whew. Y'all just keep on praying and pushing me through this one class. I done came this far, and I'm like, oh, boy, these last three, boy. You know, but y'all know me better than that. But I'm excited. I'm on my last class. I was pretty much working because I was, like, out sick all week. So today I spent, like, 4.5 hours just working to get everything finished from this week in that class. So, you guys, we got 3 more credits. And then guess what? I'll have more time. I'll be able to throw in surprise shows. So it just won't be on Sundays and Wednesdays every single week. Some weeks I may throw in a different day. You know, I'll have more leeway because those 3 days out of the week that I have to focus on school, I won't have to do that anymore, just to let you guys know. But let me go to my boy, One Nerk. He's a fool. Mr. Bankhead. We'll be right back.
Turn me up. Turn me up my headphones. But if they fucking with you, nigga, I'ma bang with you. I'm from the hood, all good, I got my game up. That's why I got that check, Nerf, yeah, he came up. I'm from Bankhead Coat, yeah, that Bankhead hoe. I show you niggas how I do, this how Bankhead go. Hot shit out the cockpit, pull up in that drop seat. That dump two door, that cop roof, I come throughout the cockpit. Straight up out my destination, I'm busting your ass, no hesitation. Try to fuck up my concentration, I'm making move while you contemplating. I grind real hard. Check though, what you wanna do to homie, asking why I flex though, flexing all this shit cause I done did it, I done came up, what the fuck you doing, you niggas still up on the same shit, west side Atlanta where I'm from, born and raised, and you know I'm getting paid like them boy back in the day, get my hands real good like a handful of spade, and my nigga Young Coop, get that money, I feel your pain, nerd.
Follow him on Instagram, the number one, N-E-R-K, One Nerk. He stayed doing music videos, so if y'all in the music game at any point, you know, collaborations, y'all can do some video work, whatever the case may be, hit him up. He always ready and he always about that life. He always working every time I see him. I can't lie to you. So, you know, you're meeting some good people in this world and in this industry that's really working just in the same manner that you are. And it ain't no bad blood, ain't no beef, you know, and that's really far and few, and that's one of the good fellas. Regardless, even if there is beef, it's easily, you know, smoothed over and, you know, we still pushing the same, you know, cause, and that's getting to the money. So, yeah, y'all still ain't answering none of my questions on social media. I'm mad at y'all tonight. You know, everybody want to say, hey, I ain't giving you no damn shout out. Answer the question, and then we'll go from there. I know y'all seen the little the video I posted, the bait video. But the game is on, too, so I get it. I get it. Definitely get it. It was funny, though. So, anywho. Yeah, it's a lot of exciting things going on right now. So, I'm excited and I'm happy and life is great for me and I'm just not focused on one set thing. I'm just living life and enjoying the moment and letting it be what it need to be, right? And that's just all that I can do. And I'm not questioning, you know, how my cards fall anymore. You know, before I used to be like, ah, well, I really want this situation right here to work, so I'm going to pursue it and make it work the way I want it to work. And guess what? I learned that sometimes down the line, it don't really work. So you let it fall how it may fall, you know, and let it be. So for right now, I'm going to be in this zone and focus on my work and continuing doing what I've been doing, which is what got me to where I am right now. And I have some new collaborations coming out. And also the chocolate and strawberry issue of Addictive Magazine should be out today. I am featured in that magazine, in that issue, Chocolate and Strawberries. That's if you were on my social medias, I would have a picture with some chocolate. That's where that came from. But I just only showed you my face because I didn't want to ruin the whole situation. But, yeah, I think that should be out today, Addictive Magazine. Salute to them, and thank you guys for featuring me in the magazine, Mystic Dick. And also I wrote an article for that magazine as well, and it's about proper anal sex. Woohoo! So, you know what? I think I will be glad when I can just really get a good anal sex connoisseur. You know, everybody say, I can do it, and they really can't do it, right? And it's just that person that know, like anybody that really knew how to do it, they never said it. They just did it. It was like, what? You all the way in and I ain't feel nothing? Like, you know, they just do it. So salute to all the anal sex connoisseurs that have mastered the art of it not hurting. When I hear somebody, when a man say, oh, it's going to hurt, I'd be like, okay, yeah, no, not going to happen with you. Anal sex does not hurt. That's the thing. Like, and it ain't because, oh, you big, like, because I'm definitely not big back there at all. But the thing is, if you do it right, and it's all about the guy having a lot of patience. If he has patience and he just keep slowly poking that black hole, it's going to open up by itself. Doesn't hurt at all. Anywho, so what's up with men running? What's up with men running from relationships, y'all? Like, you know, you could be everything that you need to be for this man and in line, and you could be probably where he's not, and you could be situated, but I think if he ain't ready to get situated and get his life together, he gonna run. And then, you know, some men get intimidated and try to find reasons to run and try to find reasons to buck and do what they do. And then, you know, try to come back around a little bit later and be like, oh, okay, you know, she gonna miss me. You know, me, I'm the exact opposite, you know, because I have like ADHD. So when a person just do something, they put me in a state where it can possibly be hurt, my body just automatically turns off from that person, and I automatically just don't want to deal with that person anymore. I don't know. I have to face it. But here's face it.
I knew you was the same. Your feelings can't erase. My heart is at a pace. This a give or take. And this is not love. I thought that's what this was. Can't believe I fell for that. Nothing but a snake. And that's on everything. You told me to my face that my heart was safe. It would never break at all. But that shit there was fake. You lied right to my face. And I just can't erase. But I just gotta face it. Cause ain't no need to fake it. But I just gotta face it. I just gotta face it. I just gotta face it out. Ain't no need to fake it. Ain't no need to fake it. Ain't no need to fake it.
They're telling y'all to face it. I have to face a lot of things. That's your girl Bianca Clark. I love that girl. She's out of Mobile, by way of Biloxi, I think. Not that way. Anywho, she's doing her thing, and I gotta respect it. But somebody responded on social media. Mm-hmm. They did. He said, oh my gosh, I swear. So he said, hell no, it's nothing special. If she let you come, you play Russian roulette. That's. Oh, guys. Listen. Ladies, I'm going to be straight up. I'm going to be straight up with you. If men think that way, and I mean, I think that way too, but if men think that way, bitch, you better not let nobody come inside of you that ain't motherfucking owned. That's all I'm telling you. Bitch, bottom line. So at the end of the day, you better have something to fuck. You better have something to lose. You got to go for what you know. Don't be around here letting Peter that work at Popeye's come all inside of you because he want to and all of that extra stuff. You need to make sure that, you know, either that's your man or if y'all not together, he got something to lose just as well as you do, honey. Like, don't play no games. So that's all I'm going to say in reference to that, and I'm going to lay that situation to rest unless one of y'all call and wake you back up. All I'm saying is watch back. That's, you know, do you, however you may do. Me, myself, it didn't work for me because my youngest son, dad, shit, he's a freaking engineer. So, you know, this guy, you know, had plenty of money. But see, me, I don't believe in child support. So, you know, when I was younger, you know, it's like child support. But now it's like, you know, no, why would I go and let a white man bring my brother down one way or another? I can't make a grown-ass man do what he don't want to do. You have a child, that's for God. You know, I mean, this is the thing. You have to understand what battles are yours and what battles are the Lord. And you could go and put a man on child support and go through all of this stuff with letting the white man tell you when you can let somebody see your child and what you could do with your child. And I'm against all of that. This is my child. I had it. It was what it was. I take care of it. There's no white man going to deem or dictate what I do, how I do it, and when I do it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the bottom line. Now, at the end of the day, I can assure you that this man's life is not peaches and cream. I can assure you that his life is not peaches and cream. Because I do understand that no matter what I've did in my life, I'm a child of God. and you know, he's going to have to pay for, you know, his decisions that he made. And that's between him and God. So, for me, you know, it don't bother me that he not there because guess what? In return, I'm blessed to be able to take care of him mentally, physically, financially, and all of the above, you know, while he's not here. So learn what battles to fight. Learn what battles to pursue. You know, when you put in a white man in the middle of a situation with you and your child and, you know, you getting them involved and, you know, they suspending his license and, you know, you feel like, yeah, you ain't doing this, then you should. I mean, come on, bruh. Like, for real. You already knew your boyfriend was a hustler when you started dealing with him. And you wanted the best for him and you was like, fuck the law. Now all of a sudden, he ain't doing what you want him to do and you like, oh, okay, I'm going to put the laws on him. Man, y'all need to stay out them laws' faces. Man, I mean, go read my book. When you read my book, you will see a lot of different things about me. The one thing that you would not see is me playing with them laws. I got pistol whipped to the point, bloody face, everything, house towed down. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I ain't putting no laws on this man because that's not my position. That's not my place. He ended up going to prison, but guess what? He went to prison because he put himself in prison, you know, for some stuff that he did. Me, I just don't do that. I don't play those games. And I don't feel like playing with a white man because, you know, I mean, they tried to put guns on the street and drugs on the street to kill off us so we can stop reproducing. And granted, we was killing each other off, but not fast enough. So now they have started, you know what I'm saying, feminizing our black men. And then the black men that are here, they started creating a new race, which is the mixed race. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, at an all-time high, you would see black men that feel like going with white men is the going with white woman is the thing to do. But at the end of the day, it's more so like, okay, the white man is not equivalent to a black man. That's just the bottom line. And the white woman, she's loyal, so you might as well, you know, mix a great breed with your woman and make something awesome. You know what I'm saying? The only thing they don't want to, you know, reproduce is the African-American gene. But I digress because y'all know I will go there, and I'm not going to go there. All I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying, for those loyal brothers that's out here that's still not messing with these white chicks, those brothers that's out here that's you know, that's trying, you never know. He may not be able to get right. He may not be on his A1. As a mother, as a woman, when you bring a child in this world, you have to always think it's a probability that I am going to have to raise this child on my own. Rather you will or you won't. You have to, you know what I'm saying? You have to take responsibility for your actions. You did it. You grown. You let them nut in you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. I just don't deal with that. But guess what? In return, I'm being blessed beyond measures because, you know, I mean, I don't need anybody. So, you know, it's not, for me, it's not about what he has, it's what I have. I don't need yours when I got my own. So, I mean, think about that. I'm just saying, y'all think about that. When you got your own shit together, you ain't worried about what nobody else doing, or you just a bitter-ass bitch. When I said that, I could sit down with my dude, and he can be the man in his city, the man wherever. I cannot have no money in my pocket, but for the most part, I ain't going to open my mouth to ask him for shit because I got my own. And if I don't have it in my pocket, I know when it's coming. You know what I'm saying? When he gets to that point where he feel like he want to put something in my pocket, then he going to start doing that. I'm just saying, learn to let a man be a man. Whether it's good, bad, you know, whatever. I don't know. I can't tell you what to do. I'm just saying. Let's go to some music. Oh, let me see. Who the hell I'm finna go to? That's the question. Oh, yeah, Young Damon. Why not?
It's that take a nigga bitch music.
Now go just look your girl.
You hear me? I'm about to take your girl up through there. But I can't pull up now cause she say you there. So I'ma hit the club and we up through there. Ballin' in this bitch, I bought my crew here. It's somebody leave with your hoe. Picture booth, we taking all the photos. There's some niggas in this bitch, you ain't got no dough. Why the fuck you in the club if you gon' be on your phone? Why you got that dress on if you ain't gon' wear no thong? My nigga dabbing Molly up a 100 bill to the stone. Say you be on that Patron, we call that shit patting wrong. I'ma put a square bitch up on his referee. I'ma turn her out and make her trap for me. Baby, turn around and make it clap for me. Now go and break it down on my lap for me. I'm about to take that bitch up through there. I don't know her name, I call her Pooh Bear. Pull up trunk, knocking like who there? Popping bottles in this bitch like Happy New Year. I'm about to take your girl up through there. But I can't pull up now cause she say you there. So I'ma hit the club and we up through there. Ballin' in this bitch, I bought my crew here. Up through there, we up through there. And we don't give a fuck, nigga, like who cares? Up through there, we up through there. And if you in this bitch, then holla, ooh yeah. Magic City, Monday, we up through there. ATL, my second home, I had to move there. College Park, East Point, I got a boot there. I'ma make her fuck me for some new hair. This gon' be the song when the spring and the summer. They want me to fall, hell no, that's a bummer. Set it ducking low, so I gotta keep a tunnel. That shit made me wonder, I come from the jungle. Pour some liquor out for my homies. Rest in peace, the booger, the one and only. Turn up off that drink and she all on me. Gucci Mane, niggas tryna clone me. We coming out tonight and we up through there. G Live on this crucial, we up through there. Blue flame, gold room, we up through there. And if you in this bitch, then holla, ooh yeah. I'm about to take your girl up through there. But I can't pull up now cause she say you there. So I'ma hit the club and we up through there. Ballin' in this bitch, I bought my crew here.
Seeing y'all be marketing, promoting for my money, and it's more so like I don't know, like people be wanting $50 to promote in their situation, and I know that's your situation, but are you worth my $50? Probably not. I digress. Anywho, so y'all watching the game, huh? Somebody hit me and say, you know the game on tonight. So, I really don't give a shit. Y'all make sure y'all come back and listen to this show, and this will probably be the show that you guys can tune in. Tell a friend and another friend. Y'all can share the show on social media as well. You know, make sure y'all tune in. So, you know, we can answer these questions and get some understanding. I want to have that open communication with everybody. I want to have that open communication. Like, what is it with a guy? You know, what makes a guy run? What makes him get scared? He gets scared because he's scary as hell. That's my... I don't know, I feel like some dutta girl. We'll be back.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
blogtalkradio.com/thenewmisslovelyblack. You can actually see my chat. I've opened up a chat room on here. Yay! So we're doing a couple of different things. So I'll be chatting with you guys. If you want to chat with me, if you have not, if you can't call in and you are on the link, blogtalkradio.com/thenewmisslovelyblack, you should be able to see the chat that I have open right now. And you can just, you know, reply to the chat, create your responses in the chat. We will start doing that every night we have a show. We'll open up a live chat for those that can't call in, so you'll be able to talk to the show, whether you're able to call in or not. So just know that that is available for you guys. I just put up, please don't start chatting me saying nothing crazy, out of line, or out of pocket. I don't want none. Okay. I had to make it where y'all can freely chat if you call in. So, yeah, the game is on, and I don't care. I should have thought about that and just said, hey, we got like 34 minutes left on the show, so we're going to ride this mug out until we're done and over with. I didn't know that somebody just told me online. It was like, hey, the game is on. I'm listening to you and the game at the same time, which I appreciate this fella for listening to me and the game at the same time, because other people are more so like, dang, stun me. At all. And, you know, I just called somebody special, and he said, the game is on. Screw you and your game. Anywho, don't try to figure me out. You'll go crazy trying to figure me out. You would think that I don't know what I want, and I know exactly what I want, but you just can't figure me out. I don't make it easy for people to figure me out. I don't. So just know that now. I don't make it easy. Here go eat money, though. He may make it easier than me.
Money on the man on the low. Hold these bands, I'm about to go blow. We going in. Oh, yeah, we going in. We going in. Got girls in the spot, track cars on the lot. Let the bottles go pop. That money, that guap, we going in. Oh, yeah, we going in. We going in. Count this money, I'ma go and get more. Bring out the bottles and turn up some more. We going in. Oh, yeah, we going in. We going in. Got girls in the spot, track cars on the lot. Let the bottles go pop. That money, that guap, we going in. Oh, yeah, we going in. We going in. Chase money, man, you know I gotta grab that. Feel good when you know you can buy that. Your girl all on me, don't slack. Run up that middle like a halfback. Me guap, me cheese, that queso. Get champagne, but get by the cake slow. Get bands so you know I'm gon' blow. Get bands so you know I'm gon' blow. We going in, cars rolling in. Make the money stretch, no rubber bands. All these chicks that they want the man. Got a full house, no Olsen twins. Check that swipe card, gotta cash out. So many damn bottles, make pass out. Them haters get mad, we rock out. Gotta kick in the door like a trap house. Turn up, got the screaming out. YOLO, niggas ain't making moves like photo. Zuni lights, so you know that's the logo. So I get flyer like a promo. Tryna get this money by the bolo. I'm a young OG like Loso. Slack off, yeah, I can't go. So I'm going in if I say so.
Count this money on the man on the low. All these bands, I'm about to go blow. We going in. Oh, yeah, we going in. We going in. Got girls in the spot, track cars on the lot. Let the bottles go pop. That money, that guap, we going in. Oh, yeah, we going in. We going in. Count this money, I'ma go and get more. Bring out the bottles and turn up some more. We going in. Oh, yeah, we going in. We going in. Got girls in the spot, track cars on the lot. Let the bottles go pop. That money, that guap, we going in. Oh, yeah, we going in. We going in.
Gotta chase that check. Every day I flex. Pull up in the left. Just to see what's next. Everybody know me. I'm about to OD. Got credit, got checks, got cash, got guap, got money on me. Walking out the store, got hundreds on me. Pull up in a foreign, ain't stunning like me. Style so fresh, they ain't jelly like me. Niggas ain't real, not loyal like me. Got chicks in it, y'all gon' go. Lights on, might put on the show. Drop down, let a truck on the flow. Doing tricks that a man don't know. Turn up, got me on 10 right now. Going for the win right now. Might pull up in the Benz right now. This how we live right now. I be killing shit, no coughing. I'm sick with it, no coughing. Every day, stepping out proper. Multiply the math, no problem.
Count this money on the man on the low. All these bands, I'm about to go blow. We going in. Oh, yeah, we going in. We going in. Got girls in the spot, track cars on the lot. Let the bottles go pop. That money, that guap, we going in. Oh, yeah, we going in. We going in. Count this money, I'ma go and get more. Bring out the bottles and turn up some more. We going in. Oh, yeah, we going in. We going in. Got girls in the spot, track cars on the lot. Let the bottles go pop. That money, that guap, we going in. Oh, yeah, we going in. We going in.
Another nigga bitch. off the lock with it. Took my first rap check and hit the block with it. I'm feeling like Nino in the Carter back in 89 when G-Money first put the rock with it. Lame niggas hating cause they play empty. My team full, we stacking more just to breed empty. We don't see them too busy winning. Used to the money, touching that from the beginning. Tell them hold on, hold on. Work in the pot, nigga. Tell them hold on, hold on. I'm too busy getting to the pot, nigga. It's time to certify the bag. 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 Tell them hold on, hold on. I just put the work in the pot, nigga. Tell them hold on, hold on. I'm too busy getting to the pot, nigga. Time to certify the bag.
I'm in the kitchen whipping nerves. I gotta keep me some nerves. All that blessed up, scales, two on, zips, two on, goons, two on, clips, two on. I gotta keep me some mercy. I'm in the kitchen with the nurse.
I gotta
keep me some mercy. All that muscle, I'm blessed up.
Y'all was jamming. I had to get y'all something to jam to. Stop talking. Y'all watching the game. I figured that. I got requests for them little songs, so I just went and played them. Shout out to y'all that's looking at the game and jamming to the music. We have like 20 minutes left on the show, so I want to invite you to follow me on Twitter, and that's MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. Also, follow me on Instagram, the new MIZZLUVLIBLACK. To reach out to me for any type of business need, you can inbox me or email me at INQUIRIES, the number four, the new MIZZLUVLIBLACK at gmail.com. Inquiries, the number four, the new Miss Lovely Black. I have a lot of things in the work, so, you know, it's like, it's been so amazing. Like, I don't know, like, it's just like, I think consistency pays off. So you could go to Amazon and look up my wish list. I think it's under the new Miss Lovely Black, I think. Don't kill me. Don't quote me. But you could definitely go to any of my social medias and you can find my wish list there. And, you know, please feel free to join in the movement and send me something for my wish list. Thank you to everybody that has sent me something for my wish list. You guys are nice and kind. And I go in there and somebody orders something and I'll put something right back on there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, cute. Because I appreciate you guys. So, you know, whether you guys know it or not, I appreciate all of the gifts that I've gotten to my home, and I do get them all, and I make sure I let you know that I got the gifts that I do receive, and I'm very appreciative of the gifts, so thank you very much for that. Stay tuned. We have some radio interviews coming up with me on other people's radio show. As I said today, the strawberry and chocolate issue should have come out with Addictive Magazine. Follow them on Instagram, Addictive Magazine. They're doing their thing. Addictive Radio as well. shout out to my boy Mike. He making things happen. Photo Mike, Money Designs as well. That's all the same person. You know, we got we black people, we got a bunch of names. So, yeah, I got a lot of things in the works, man, and I can't wait to, you know, find my home and get with a good management company that's going to make it happen and make it pop, and, you know, I can actually just go full-fledged and do what I do. I'm going to start putting more videos up on Instagram. You guys have asked, and I am going to respond. And then somebody called me and told me that I need to start doing more videos anyways, just on another note, but you know me, like, I really have so much going on. It's really not like this is my only hobby. So, I'll get there. Anyways, thank you for all of the support that you guys, you know, show me and send my way. And I'm going to get to doing better with the Instagram and the Twitter, of course. Make sure you guys cop the books, Confessions of a Mattress Actress and Confessions of a Mattress Actress 2. Hard copy is available for one. For two, it's only available on ebook, but they are available now. Let's see. I'm trying to think. All of the shout outs before I go in my second round of my second round of these songs. Everything that I need to say. For business opportunities, I am actually looking to network. Serious inquiries only. I am not new to this. I am true to this. I've been in these streets for a very long time. Don't come to me with the opportunity that you think gonna blow my socks off, because I don't know any better, because I do know the game. And I know my business and I know my money. So come correct if you really, really ready to take it to the next level. You really, really ready to get down with a good old BBW, then holler at me. Let's make this happen. I don't have time for fakers and temporary people. I just don't. I need some long-term relationships established with getting this bread. So if you worried about what everybody else got to say and my haters and, you know, you in love with my haters and all that good stuff, stay away. I need real go-getters. So with that being said, I think that covers everything. You know, I'm going to be in here for a month not knowing how to act. So you will see me out this month, rocking some T-shirts, rock, you know, the new Miss Lovely Black. You see the new Miss Lovely Black, make sure you come and speak and say hey, and keep it kosher, you know. With that being said, let's go back into some music. Let's go start back with our number one song, Automatic. Why not?
Run off in the building, baby. Yo. Booming. Trap food, auto,
cash, bitch, I'm serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming. All my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming. I ain't been home in a week, nigga. Come my truck be booming. I can't even get no sleep, nigga. Come my truck be booming. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. I ain't been home in a week, nigga. Come my truck be booming. I can't my trap boom, I be serving with that strap. Come my trap be booming, and all my doors got a latch. Come my trap be booming, my trap is booming and beating. My young nigga eating, ain't answering the door with that strap. Young nigga sneaking and geeking, ain't nobody sleeping. We 24 hours of truck. What do you mean? We trying to get it, and if I ain't got it, bet I can go get it. Serving the stick. What do we care about snitching? We kill them and throw them in this. You all the dish. No residue on the stove and the countertop, all in the kitchen. You might not get it. I get a pack in the hit and I remit some, then draw the tick. Charging you 33 for all that birth. But when they remit, nigga, that's out of pip. Ran out of dope, so now I'm just assisting like I was here, calling my partner, Blake Griff. But I still pull up with that rock, young nigga. I ain't no running off your egg and shot, young nigga. Everything I touch straight drop, young nigga. Cop a bird by the motherfucker, stop, young nigga. Walk, young nigga. You ain't talking about getting carried in your head, getting blocked. Trout like a shark. Pull up and get everything you need from a knee to a motherfucking block. That's how we walk, and that's what we doing. How you eating in your trap ain't boom. Will be the bitch I'ma serve. And I keep bread around me like a bird. Shooters on the roof, we ain't worried about burglars. And if I don't know you, don't expect me to serve. No drug dealing murder. Same shit, brand new day. What you expect when everybody say yeah? Bitch, I'm serving with that strap. Come my truck be boom, and all my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming, I ain't been home in a week, nigga. Come my truck be booming, I can't even get no sleep, nigga. Come my truck be booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. I ain't been home in a week, nigga. Come my truck be booming, I can't even get no sleep, nigga. Come my truck be booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming, booming, booming. Booming, yeah, nigga, my trap booming. I be serving with that strap. Come my trap be booming, and all my doors got a latch. Come my trap be booming.
Cash in the mail to see that I fuck up the wheel with a very low ticket. Bills of the gas and bills of the midget. My nigga, I got it, my nigga, come get it. Cash it, a nigga, I'm flexing, a nigga. I want it, it's nothing, I snatch it, my nigga. Run around drones and treasure, my nigga. But why would you say any bullets on splinter? Long agenda, good friend out of the winner. Tryna pull up by the summer, my bitch is a winner. Eat it all like chicken tender. Smoke a 3-5 up for dinner. I am the man, I can see 100 down grand. I lay with you, boy, I ain't playing. What is you saying? Run off, we take over land. What? No bitch, cause I can't. I need a fan, block high micros and sand. See, these crackers can't stand. Run out the streets, no motherfucking band. Feel off a flutter with my feet in the sand. Boss nigga sick, shit you wouldn't understand. Come on the call the street when you're dealing with them down. Cut your ass, nigga, no, you know I can't spam. Cut them all burnt, somebody better tell them. Yeah.
Bitch, I'm serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming, all my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming, I ain't been home in a week, nigga. Come my truck be booming, I can't even get no sleep, nigga. Yeah. Come my trap be booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my trap booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my trap booming. I ain't been home in a week, nigga. Come my trap be booming, I can't even get no sleep, nigga. Come my trap be booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my trap booming, booming, booming. Booming, yeah, nigga, my trap booming. I be serving with that strap. Come my trap be booming, and all my doors got a latch. Come my trap be booming.
Gina on the track.
Fantastic, fantastic,
fantastic.
Let go.
If it's about money, I'm with. If it's about money, I'm with. Anything I want, go get it. All my niggas wanna go get it. And I'm with you straight at the top. Haters, they want me to stop. Anything I want, go get it. If it's about money, I'm with.
Good music in rotation. I could have thousands, hundreds of more songs in rotation, but I am determined to keep it independent. So as the independent artist, sitting they stuff in is how it will be played. I do not want to go outside of independent artists and have that be jamming. Shit, I like all the little songs that we got in rotation right now and that we will keep in rotation until I decide to switch it up. Because it's my goddamn show. You got a problem? Okay. Anywho, we've had a great night, good music, good conversation. I really, really, really appreciate those who tuned in. I appreciate those who are chiming in via social media, who telling me they listening to the game, you know, we got odd nights that we have our radio show on. So, I mean, thank you for your support. Thank you to everybody that's rocking with me, that's rocking with the brand, that's pushing what I'm pushing. I appreciate you. Thank you to all my haters for hating. Glad to know that I'm on your mind. I'm doing something right. Thank you to everybody that, you know, believe in me one way or another. You know, I seen DJ Greg Street say, you know, they didn't believe Jesus was the Son of God, you know. So everybody ain't going to believe in your dream. You know, you got to make them believe by showing them. So, hey, we here. We making moves. We doing what we got to do. And I appreciate everybody that's jumping on board, man. I appreciate y'all, man. This shit is real. For real, for real, for real. So, you know, yeah, we come to the conclusion that if he nutted you, he just nutted in you. You ain't special. And also that men just run in relationships because maybe they're not ready to grow up. Or maybe, you know, they want somebody that's going to let them continue to be a kid and, you know, yeah, take care of them or play sideline. I don't know. It's been raining all day here in ATL. Oh, my God. I'm about to sleep so good tonight, I think. I hope. It's raining. The house clean. You know, I'll be in the bed butt naked. I'll probably try my toy out sometime later this week that I just got to keep them coming, guys. Keep all the gifts coming from the wish list. I really, really appreciate it. You guys are awesome for showing me love and for getting me things from my wish list. So I guess, you know, knowing that I'm appreciative means a lot. Again, make sure you follow me on Twitter, Ms. Lovely Black, the number one, MizzLuvliBlack, the number one. Also on Instagram, the new Ms. Lovely Black, to get on the show. If you want to book me, if you want me to come on your show, if you want to send me some music for this show, MP3 files only. You got a gig, you want to talk business only, email me, inquiries, the number 4, the new Ms. Lovely Black at Gmail. Please don't be shooting your shot in my email box. I am not interested. I am okay. Don't worry about it. Keep your shot to yourself. I don't know what else to say about that, but no, I'm good. I'm seriously good. And yeah, other than that, man, look, I'm going to catch y'all on the next show. We about to go ahead and sign out. We got, what, less than 5 minutes to go. So I think I'm going to probably play one more song before I chime out. So you guys, I'm going to take you guys away with Live and Direct, which is our entry song with my boy Miami Sparks on the producing tip of this song. Which he get on my dang on nerves, but I digress. Follow him on Instagram. I am Miami Sparks. He doing all right. He doing all right. One of them gonna play.
You gon' get no matter how you take it. Just for the real and the play haters. Money makers, the birth and the breath takers, a 9 to 5, but why the prison to parole papers? Live and direct, you gon' get no matter how you take it. It's for the real and the player haters, the fiends and the money makers, the birth and the breath takers, a 9 to 5, but why the prison to parole papers? Live and direct, yo, it's your deep thing to keep the heat up with a hot name. I got games, so when I'm in rain, I take aim. I grew up gutter, work to my mother, and still bad. If it ain't a bag in my hand, it's that old school math. Time, born raw, delivered on cut, ready for showtime. I'm a whole mind like the fork in the block. I got this. I'm the desert that is getting hold with hot. Lyrically monotonous, and I came from the streets with that. We learned it's 2 pounds, keep slipping the gap, slipping the rat. You know, you can't mix dogs with cats, but the point should be is how they mix these spots. Rap, I'm big game with this rap for real. I know 100 is holding this deal, but it
feel your pain, but what's your MO? No cash flow, but I got to be fed. Everybody turning their back on you, and now you're going against the grain. The wind never blows away, not even on the good day. What would I say? No sense in crying over spilled milk. You want your own fish? No dog, no hunt. Dog gets no bone fish. Hope nobody giving me none, so now I'm taking it. You see a smile up on my face, but I'm faking it. You try to find my good side, well, it ain't one. I'm f***ed up like two left feet, two right thumbs. You don't want none.
You gonna get no matter how you take it. It's for the real and the plan haters. The fiends and the money makers. The birds and the breath takers. A 9 to 5, but why the prison to parole papers? Live and direct, you gon' get no matter how you take it. It's for the real and the plan haters. The fiends and the money makers. The birds and the breath takers. A 9 to 5, but why the prison to parole papers? Live and direct.
Now you ain't gotta play against the dog if it ain't in you, cause a lot of this shit is served in the course of the menu. If you're passionate, you might as well tough your chain. Cause when the heat sparks and flame, you know that's the name. A lot of cash need these to improve. I got the hood and the heat if you move. Still sucks it if you got it confused. I get changed, hurt lanes, hit lanes, switch lanes. Fuck wild, the subject never to change. Hustling, orientated, and privileged not to be faded with a criminal mind that's wasted with old ties like lace. Slugs in every location, and we're gritty as and everywhere is like the hood, so we putting it up. It's all good when the love gets showed, and the get blown. Respect is a must to those who roll. If you're a gangster, then you do gang. It's a gangster, and you then let these up on pips know the stock continues.
You gon' get no matter how you take it. It's for the real and the player haters. The fiends and the money makers. The birds and the breath takers. A 9 to 5, but why the prison to parole papers? Live and direct, you gon' get no matter how you take it. It's for the real and the player haters. The fiends and the money makers. The birds and the breath takers. A 9 to 5, but why the prison to parole papers? Live and direct.
We're coming up on the last 10 seconds of the show. Thank you to everybody that tuned in. Thank you for the support and love that you showed. I'll see you next time on the next show, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Sundays and Wednesdays. If we're not on, please take the time to catch up on the archives that's already on here. Why the hell not? Thank you. Peace, babies.